All right, guys. Good evening. Good evening. Of course, this is call number 13, and tonight is Monday, May the 18th, 2015, and this is another edition of Millionaire Manners Money Monday, okay? The topic for tonight, guys, is a continuation of a topic that we started last week, which is, again, just one of these, topics where we can't say enough about it, just because life is just full of those situations where, whether we realize it or not, we're constantly being judged. We're constantly being judged. So the topic, as a continuation of last week, is all about image, right? So last week we talked about really sort of like an introduction to image. But those of us on the call who have been listening now for a couple of weeks, we're beginning to start, or we're starting to see some overlap. We're beginning to see some overlap and some correlation, right? Some connection, some relationship between some of the topics that we've spoken about in weeks past and whatever the topic is that we're talking about this week. In this case, it's image, okay? So it's directly related to confidence building, self-esteem building, attitude, just many of the topics that we've covered in the past. So start to look for those connections because, as we like to say, right, success leaves clues. And there's only one difference between the people who are truly, you know, super successful, which is another call where we'll get into sort of discussing, you know, what makes someone a success, right? Because we hear that all the time. I'm going to jot that down right now as a topic that we're going to discuss very, very soon. But what makes someone a success? And in my opinion, there's only a couple things that separate those who are a success and who are working on being a success and those who aren't. And a lot of it has to do with the information that they receive. And then the application, right, or what they do with that information that they receive. So we're going to chat a little bit about that in the weeks coming, okay? But, again, so tonight we're going to continue that conversation all about image. Of course, the format of the call for anyone who's listening for the first time is sort of, you know, 8:04, 8:05 to about 8:30. We cover a topic, and then after the call, we take some questions or some comments or some suggestions or some topics that we'd like to hear for the next calls, et cetera, at the end. And again, if this is your first call, then I go ahead and welcome you and let you guys know that my name is Sadiq Ali, and I'm a speaker, trainer, author, all that good stuff, but also the founder of Millionaire Manners Academy. I'm not sure if any of our ambassadors are on the call yet tonight, but we're also joined tonight, hopefully, if she wants to chime in, you can, Angel. And that's by Star 6. And she told me don't call her Angel, so I should be calling her Angie. But that's our intern, our Millionaire Manners intern. So we'll hear from her towards the end of the call as well. But if you guys don't know, again, about these calls, each week we cover a new topic, a useful piece of information that's going to, again, separate you from those who are around you. Because what we do when no one's looking, that's the stuff that separates us. Right, I just read a quote the other day. This is not the quote of the call, but I'll share it anyway because it just really made a lot of sense. And this is from one of my favorite sort of figures in history, Muhammad Ali. So Muhammad Ali said that champions aren't made in the ring, they're displayed in the ring. And I'll say that one more time, right? Champions aren't made in the ring, they're displayed in the ring. Meaning that everything that it takes to become a champion happens outside of the ring. We're seeing a finished product by the time a boxer or a fighter or a rapper or a singer or some sort of performer gets in front of everyone. We're seeing the end of that particular person's journey. All the training and all the sweat and all the blood and all the tears, we miss all of that. Those are closed sessions normally. So that's what these calls are. These calls are made for us to be practicing and training ourselves. So that way, when we get into the squared circle, when we get into that boxing ring, or when we get on that stage and we're giving that speech in front of 500 people, or we're giving that presentation, that science fair project in front of the whole school, or we're in a spelling bee or anything like that, right? We're ready. We're ready because we've been practicing and honing our skills and protecting our minds. That's what these calls are about. I always like to remind folks, too, and then we're going to get into it, right? But I always like to remind folks that, and this is a side note, but 90 to 95% of the things that people complain about, number one, aren't really complaints. They're what we call first world problems. So, again, we're not talking about if I'm going to eat dinner. We're talking about what I'm going to eat for dinner. Those aren't real problems, right? So 90 to 95% of the things that people complain about aren't really complaints. And then the rest of it is that of those things that are actual sort of complaints, right, we're able to control 90 to 95% of them. So the things that I'm complaining about, I'm usually the one who's in control. So how about that? So that's another reason that we do these calls. We host these calls. So that way we can train our minds to look for solutions. So that way we can train our minds to not just talk about problems, but come up with ways to address the problems. Not just talk about, oh, how hard this is or how hard that is. It's for us to figure a way for us to work smarter and to figure out a way to get it done. Okay? And then the rest of it, the rest of the thought that I just started a little while ago is that I was with one of my groups earlier this afternoon, and we spoke about, again, that fact that the only things that separate not only the successful from the unsuccessful is education and information. It's the exact same thing of what separates people in this world from everyone else in the pursuit of their dreams and their goals. It's the exact same thing, education. And I don't mean like traditional education, like, oh, just go to school and take notes and study for your tests. Yes, that's one part of education, but that's traditional education. That's formal education. But what I'm really referring to is self-education. And that is the fact that you can learn about anything in this world now that you want at your fingertips via the internet or the library, because there's only a couple of ways for you to get some of that sort of non-traditional information or that self-education, and there's usually two ways. There's some other ways, but there's two main ways. That is the people that you meet and the questions that you ask of them, and then the books or the information that you read. Those are the only things normally under the context, right, under that big umbrella of education. Those are normally the things that separate you from everyone else that's doing what they want to do, is that they have some information or some education that you don't. So then the question is, how do I get it? So again, you got to hang out with some people that know more than you. We have to read some books that might scare you. They might intimidate you, or they might be some books that you don't want to read, but that you should read or want to read. Okay. Or that you need to read rather. So that's how it goes. Right. So the only ground rules, guys, is just, you know, ask some questions, take some notes, and then share whatever it is you get from this call, and share it quick. We always say within 24 to 48 hours, if you get something of value from this call, share the call with someone that you love and then share the information as well, because our goal by the end of the summer is to have triple or quadruple the attendance on our calls. Because like I said, we've been going sort of steady for the last couple of weeks, and we really want to spread the information on this call, and it's gonna take everybody on the call. I'm going to need everybody's help to do that, okay? So that's everybody's homework assignment, is to continue to spread the information on the calls and to spread the word about the calls themselves, okay? So let's get into it really quickly, okay, guys? As we talk about tonight's quote, and I already gave you guys one quote. That was a bonus. That was a freebie quote, okay? So hopefully that one made some sense and that you guys can share that as well. But the other quote I want you guys to think about, again, in the context of image, in the context of image, okay? And I'll tell you who said this quote afterwards, right? But here it is. So, quote, think about what people are doing on Facebook today. They're keeping up with their friends and family, but they're also building an image and identity for themselves, which in a sense is their brand. They're connecting with the audience they want to connect to. It's almost a disadvantage if you're not on it now. Okay? I'll read that one more time. Think about, and again, it doesn't have to be Facebook, because I know some folks don't use Facebook or, right, what have you, but just think social media in general, okay? So substitute Facebook for social media. But here's the quote one more time. Think about what people are doing on Facebook or social media today. They're keeping up with their friends and their family, but they're also building an image and identity for themselves, which in a sense is their own brand. They're connecting with the audience that they want to connect to. And it's almost a disadvantage if you're not on it now, meaning social media. And the person who said that knows a little bit about social media. The person who said that was Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg is the founder and the creator of Facebook. So what he was saying in that quote is that every single time that anyone, right, not just young people, but anytime someone is posting something online, on the internet, on their social media, they're either adding to or subtracting from their brand, their identity, right? We talked about it last week, and we're going to recap those points in a minute, and I'm going to give you guys a couple of additional things to think about as it pertains to image. But last week we spoke about the number one business, the multi-million, billion-dollar industry company that is you, right? That is me.com, me.com, right? As the number one business that I'm concerned about, right? It's my top priority is making sure that the brand of me.com, right, Me Incorporated, is at an all-time high. So every single thing that I do online, if I post something crazy, if I make a crazy comment, or if I just make a crazy post, or I post a crazy picture, all of those things are either adding from, or adding to, rather, or subtracting from my personal brand, my identity, okay? And it's a very valuable brand that you all are in possession of, okay? So I want you guys to think about that very carefully. The other quote, and this is one that I also really, really like, okay? It's a simple quote, okay? Quote, clean your mind in order to reflect all the beauty of your words and actions. Clean your mind in order to reflect all the beauty of your words and actions. Meaning what? Is your image represents all of these things. So it's not just how you look on the outside, right? But it's also how you feel about yourself on the inside, but also how does your image on the inside and the outside reflect in the words that you use and the actions that you're committed to. So you can't walk around and look really, really good, then go and do ugly things. Well, you can't be like a really, really pretty, pretty young lady or a handsome young guy, and then you go out and treat everybody really, really ugly, right? That's completely backwards. That means you're being a hypocrite. That means you're being fake. That means your brand is not like Rolex. It's like Bolex. That means it's not like Nike. It's like, you know, it's like some other little fake brand, right? It's like not Polo Ralph Lauren. It's like United States Polo Association. You guys get what I'm saying? It's not a real brand. It's a fake brand, right? Your brand is not much. It's not worth much. Last week, we talked about the example of stock price as it relates to your own personal brand, and we used two different examples. We talked about Sprint's stock price, right? And then we talked about Apple's stock price or Google's stock price or one of the richest men in the world, Warren Buffett. We talked about his company's stock price, right? So the question is, based on how you behave and how your actions are, et cetera, what's your brand worth? What's your me.com or your Me Incorporated or your first name, last name, Industries Incorporated? What's your brand worth? That's the question you have to ask yourself each and every day, is that am I representing my brand and is my image helping or hurting my brand? And that's what I want you guys to be thinking about, okay? We talked about a couple of different levels of your Me Incorporated or your me.com appearance. We talked about your behavior. We talked about your level of respect. We talked about your own service levels, right? You guys, everybody in this call has experienced either really, really good service or really, really bad service out at a restaurant. Is that right? Or at a store. Is that right? Is that true? The thing that separates those good companies from those bad companies and folks who like to come back to those places or those establishments is in their level of service. So, again, ask yourself, what's your level of service like? What's your level of service to your teachers or to your parents or to your friends or to your siblings? You might be a little brother or a little sister or a big brother or a big sister on the call right now. But the question is, what is your level of service like for everybody else, right? And then, again, your products, right? What are your products in the context of your image, right? I.e. your grades, right? Or what does your room look like? Or, again, your ability to follow directions or the quality of your work, right? Do you turn in your homework assignments or your papers or your assignments and they got all the little grease stains, little chicken marks all over your papers? Is there, like, stains all smeared on the thing? Like, yeah, people back in the day, they used to use that excuse. What happens to your homework? Oh, my dog ate my homework. But trust me, I've seen some papers where people are turning in assignments. It looked like their dog actually did chew it up and eat up their assignments. That's all part of your image, all part of your brand. So, you want to ask yourself, what does my brand represent? What is my image? And then you'll start to get a clearer picture, okay? We also talked about last week, too, in the context of image. And I know a lot of this is redundant, but, sometimes this information, it takes a little bit in order for it to sink in. And I want you guys, again, to be listening very, very carefully for that one piece of information that makes a lot of sense to you that you can go and share with someone, right? But last week, we also talked about the four groups of individuals that we represent with our image, and those groups being ourselves. Second group being your family, whatever your last name is, you represent your family. You also represent your individual groups, right, which is the third category. You also represent your individual groups, a.k.a. your community, a.k.a. your race, might even be your gender, right, or might even be your religious affiliation, your religious group, or your team, right, if you're on a sports team, right? If there's one bad person on that team, guess what? Everybody sees that team as having a bad image or a bad sort of sportsmanship or a bad personality. So we have to be keeping that in mind, right, that we represent these categories. And in the last category, which is really the first, you represent God. You represent the creator. You represent the person or again, that entity, that being that put you on the planet, that allowed for you to be here. So we have to be representing God well, okay? So then I just have a couple additional tips here for tonight for us to be thinking about, again, additional ways to increase the value of our image, because that's the theme for tonight, is increasing the value of our image. So number one, and again, write these down, success journals ready. If this is your first time listening to this particular set of information, hopefully the recap was useful. And it reinforced for those of us who were on last week. So that way, again, you can start to put some of these items into practice. Because, again, knowledge by itself is nothing. Knowledge by itself is not power. Only applied knowledge is power. I can't say that enough. And I know I've said it like a million times, and I'm going to say it a million and one times by the time next week comes. Applied knowledge is power. So those tips I want you guys to think about, right? Number one, think first impression. Always think first impression. So when you're meeting someone, and that old saying is true that you only get one chance to make a first impression. So what I tell everybody is that if you have a not so great first impression, it's not the end of the world. But from that point on, it's somewhat of an uphill battle, meaning now you're swimming upstream, as they say. Now you got a little bit of work to do in order to recover and to partially change this person's mind now. Because the first time you met him, you might have had some spinach stuck in your teeth, right? Or you might have been having a day. So you might have frowned when you met that person, right? You might not have smiled, right? Instead of you being proactive and introducing yourself first, then maybe, you know what, you waited for them to come over. Then you were like, hey, then you gave a good introduction. You're like, hey. But at first you didn't sort of go up to that person first, right? So I want you guys to be thinking about that. Think first impressions first, right? You only have one chance to make a first impression. So you want to smile. You want to introduce yourself, and you want to give a good handshake. Act like you're excited to meet the person, even though they might be a complete stranger. You might not really particularly like this person when you first meet them, but guess what? They might be thinking the same thing about you. So that's when it takes the bigger person in that situation to say, you know what, I'm gonna be the person who initiates this. I'm gonna be the person who sort of makes this relationship or, makes this interaction be better. Because that was the quote from last week, right? We talked about your personality and your smile being your logo, right? Your personality being your business card and how you leave people feeling after your interaction with them, that becomes your trademark. And your trademark is really like the value of your whole brand altogether. So that's the first thing I want to talk to you guys about, right? Just always be thinking about your first impressions. It's almost like you have to kind of like envision yourself like looking at yourself from outside your body when you meet somebody for the first time, right? It's like, all right, I want to be studying. myself and sort of looking at myself like I'm floating above myself and looking down and figuring out what it is that I'm doing, okay? So be thinking of it from the other person's point of view. We've talked about that word before, the word empathy, empathy. If you guys haven't looked that word up, I'm not going to go into that again because that's a whole other conversation, but write down that word, empathy. Empathy is one of the biggest, it's really one of your biggest assets when you're meeting someone for the first time, okay? So be thinking first impressions, right? The next thing I'll tell you guys, right, is your appearance, is your appearance. And we've chatted about this briefly on not only last week but in some of the other calls, especially as it pertains to really building yourself up. And it's part of also feeling confident as well. When you look good, you feel good. And that's no coincidence, right? It's like I always ask you guys, right, what came first, right, the chicken or the egg? Or do you smile only when you're happy? Or do you feel happy when you smile, right? It's the exact same thing. Do you feel confident, right, when you're dressed really, really well and you look really, really neat and clean, right? Or does the confidence come after you dress well? So no one really knows the answers to these questions, and truthfully, they're both right. They're all right. One always follows the other, and the other always follows the other one, if that makes sense. So be picturing that. What came first, the chicken or the egg? And be thinking about your appearance in the context of your image. And there's usually three things that I talk about when we mention appearance or when we think about appearance. That's your grooming, right? So, again, is your hair done, ladies, right? Or is it at least neat? Gentlemen, is your hair brushed? Did you put some hair oil in? Did you put some grease in your hair, right? So your hair is not all dry and looking all crazy. Did you at least brush your hair? You know what? Sometimes I miss a haircut and my hair is not all super sharp or whatever, but you know what? It's brushed. I got some grease in it. It's going to look as good as I can make it look because I'm conscious of my image, right? I'm aware of my image and how other people receive me based on what effort I put forth for my image, right? So that's grooming. The second piece is clothing. And I'll say it one more time, we've mentioned this before, is that when I'm talking about clothing, it doesn't, your clothing doesn't have to be all neat. I'm sorry, it doesn't have to be all expensive. You don't have to spend a lot of money on all the freshest, newest stuff. If you're fortunate enough to have that, great, right? But when I was coming up, I didn't really have all that stuff. But you know what? What I had was neat and clean. I took care of my stuff to the point where everybody thought I always, the one or two pairs of shoes that I had, everybody thought they were brand new because I just kept them clean. When I took them off, I wiped them down, I cleaned them. If they got really, really dirty, I throw them in a washing machine, right? Those are like the little things, right? So when you're thinking of your clothing and your grooming, you want to be thinking neat and clean, right? And then the last part of your appearance is also your posture. It's also your posture, which is, again, one of the tips that we gave when we talked about confidence. Right? And when you're thinking of posture, I want you guys to be thinking of three categories. So it's almost like a tree. So you grow posture, and then you draw like three lines coming from posture. That's your sitting posture, your standing posture, and your walking posture. And there's lots of different images that come along with each one of those if you're not careful. So if you're slouching all around in your chair and you're in your classroom, your teacher is automatically going to think what? That this person does not care. They're here just to waste our time. They're probably going to disrupt class. And a whole bunch of other negative thoughts that may or may not be true. So if there's a possibility that your teacher is thinking that, then why give them an excuse, right? Just do the right thing. And, again, when you get home, then you can sort of lounge out. Then you can lounge out. The last thing I'll give you guys, right, in the context of image, because, again, I know that there's lots of different ages on the call, so this might pertain more to some of the older listeners than some of the younger ones, but I'll still tell it to everybody just the same because pretty soon folks are going to be younger and younger and they're going to be on social media. So the last thought I have for you guys around ways to increase the value of your image is to guard your social media image. It's to really, really be careful about your social media image. And there's a couple things that I recommend you do. Google yourself, and again, this is especially for, like I said, some of our older listeners, but Google yourself. Log in from maybe a different device and see what comes up on your public profile. again, for my older listeners, Google yourself is one thing. The second thing is to log in from a different computer or a different device and check out what comes up when you see your different social media, your different social media sort of apps, right? See what comes up and see what sort of image that your different social media portrays. And then after you look at those pages and you look at those different profiles, ask yourself, are you proud of what you see? If somebody else saw this and they didn't know anything about you, would they say, you know what, this person is a thoughtful person. You know what, this person is, this is somebody that I, you know, that I'd like to know better, or this is somebody that I think has a really, really good image. You know what, I'd like to invest in that person's company. So now we're back to that again, right? Be thinking about your me.com or your me incorporated. If someone saw you from a social media standpoint, what would they say? Would they be like, you know what? This person's company's on the rise. Or you know what? This company going out of business in a couple of days, couple of weeks, right? So I want you guys to think about those things. And again, this is all about image and putting your best foot forward, because if you're going to get judged, then you might as well be the one controlling your image, because guess what? We've talked about that on these calls before, that these calls are reality-based, meaning I'm not going to talk to you guys about a whole bunch of stuff that's not true. Reality in the real world, you get judged all the time. It's not fair. It's not right. But it happens. It's the truth. And anybody who says they're not judging somebody else by how they look or some of the things that we've just talked about, they're lying, because they are judging. Now, what I will say is that certain people, they value sort of some of these things maybe higher than others, but everyone is forming an opinion about you the second that they meet you, okay? So that's all the information I have for you guys for tonight. I want you guys to make sure, again, that if you're not connected with us on social media, on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, it's at Millionaire Manners pretty much on all of the different social media. And when you go through our social media profiles, check it out. See, does it make sense what I'm saying right now? How's our image? What's Millionaire Manners worth? So that way you guys can sort of get an image of what we're talking about. So if anybody has any questions or comments or suggestions or things that they'd like to hear us talk about in the future, go ahead and *6 to unmute yourself and go ahead. Anybody got any questions or comments? *6. You guys are quiet. You guys are quiet.
Hello?
Yes.
I was wondering if we could, like, talk about, like, how, like, you can not, like, make yourself have a better image, but how to make everybody think of you better. Like, whenever they, like, not think of you as a great person, but, like, know right away, like, how you're dressed and, like, how you present yourself.
That's a great question. That's a great question. I think a couple thoughts come to mind right away. Like, when you first asked the question, I would say, okay, well, you know, how can you present yourself better, or how can you change people's minds about you, maybe, even if they might have made up their mind? I would say tomorrow you just have to start behaving the way you want people to see you. So that's sort of like the first part of what you were saying, right? Is that, like I said when we first started the call, like every day. So this is Monday. Monday's over with. But starting tomorrow, Tuesday, May the 19th, right, it's a brand new opportunity to do something different. So you have to behave in a different way in order to get a different result. The other thing is that when you're first meeting someone and you want to give a really good image, so let's say you're dressed well, you're groomed well, you're feeling good, smile, and then go and introduce yourself first. I always say that leaders go first, but practice just smiling more. I would say that just starting off for tomorrow, let that be everybody's goal tomorrow. Just smile when you meet people, right? Smile when you greet them, good morning or good afternoon. Hey, how are you? Try that tomorrow. Just genuinely smile and watch how much your image improves really, really quickly. But it's the little stuff, man. It's the little stuff.
Luke?
Yes.
Yeah, so I had a observation today. I want an opinion on it. So, you know how sometimes you're around people and it seems like they only have something negative to say, or they only have something, you know, filthy coming out of their mouth. Like they, you know, it's never anything positive, or, you know, it's never anything encouraging. How do you, have you found a way where you can kind of block that out or not let it seep in? Because, you know, it's like sometimes it feels like you just can't get away from it.
No, I think that's a, I think that's also a great question. There's a couple of things that come to mind for that as well. I think first and foremost, us sort of making up our minds that, number one, when we have the opportunity or when we have the choice, that there's sometimes you just want to spend as little time around certain types of people as possible. And I say that, although sometimes we don't have a choice, right? But that's the first thing, is that in a perfect world, you would just be able to pick and choose who you spend time with, because our mental space is very, very precious. The second thing I would say is that sort of with certain sorts of people, you almost have to be the extreme. You almost have to be the extreme positive in order to begin to start influencing some of those people. So what I mean by that is, like, okay, if someone is saying, oh, you know, man, like, man, that person, right? Well, you know what? Maybe they didn't mean it that way. Maybe, you know, maybe X, Y, and Z. Or when they're having, or when they're saying something negative, just go the other extreme and just say, you know what? I'm having a great day. If they're telling you how bad their day is, you know what? I'm having an awesome day. And just use that language. And then one of two things is going to happen. Listen to me carefully, because I've seen this personally, right? One of two things is going to happen. After you do that with that person for, like, a couple consecutive, like, either days or conversations, et cetera, one of two things is going to happen. That person is either going to stop calling and talking to you as much, which indicates they really like being miserable, or two, they're going to start changing what they talk to you about. Mark my words, but you have to sort of, and I think you've made a good point in the sense that you're already aware that there are certain people that might be around that don't even know they're being negative. So that's why I said sort of you have to be the extreme sort of positive type, so then that way they realize how sort of negative that they're being. And then, like I said, over time, one of two things is going to happen. They're going to stop talking to you as much, A, or B, they're going to talk to you about a lot of different things.
Yeah, that's awesome advice. I mean, you know, I don't know. I think it was just one of those days, you know, it kind of started off weird, and, you know, it seems like everyone that I ran into had something bad to say or something, you know, negative or whatever, and it's like, let me just get away from all of this so I can enjoy my Monday. You know, I know it's
exactly.
Monday.
And then sometimes, and I'll give you one more thing, Chris, too, because, I mean, that happens so frequently just because there's a lot of people out here who are either struggling or at least in their minds they're struggling, right, which I think is sometimes the exact same thing. But sometimes instead of even sort of addressing what it is that they're saying, sort of addressing the person themselves. And what I mean by that is, you know, somebody might say, you know what, that person, you know, I didn't like that shirt. You see that shirt that he had on? You know, man, I kind of like that shirt. Or, so that would be sort of addressing what they're saying, right? So if that same person says to me, you know what, man, I don't like that shirt. And you know what, my boss was just really on my back today. I can address this person. I can say, you know what, man, it sounds like you just having kind of like a rough day. And I promise, even though it might be like a rough day for you right now, it's going to get better. So don't even worry about it. So it's almost like you don't even respond to what they're saying. You just go directly to the person and just let them know you got their back. And again, you don't want to say it in like a, like a condescending, like you're talking down to the person sort of way. But you really want to just let them know, like, be genuine and just say, hey, listen, it sounds like you got a lot going on right now. Because, you know, I talked to you earlier, so like, you're like, almost like, and you can give them the benefit of the doubt, too. Like, you know what, it sounds like you're not even being yourself right now. So whatever's going on with you, listen, I got your back if you want to talk about it. And just leave it like that. Don't even address what it is that they're saying that's sort of negative already. Just so it'll go around it and just address the person, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
No problem. Let me know what happens.
Uh-huh. Oh, I definitely will.
Anybody else, guys, got a question or comment or anything that cool happened last week after our call or got a chance to use any of the information?
Oh, Mr. Sadiq.
Yes, sir.
I was in that group because I was busy and my great grandmother passed away. So.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Okay.
No. No, man. Don't worry about it. We're going to be here for you this week, though.
Okay.
All right. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and end the call. Feel free. If you guys don't have my number, shoot me a text message. Let me know what you guys are thinking. And I want everybody to have an awesome week. Make a choice. Make it a choice to have an awesome week, guys. Shoot me a text. 443-271-3604. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Have a great night.